Hey guys.
Greetings, everyone.
Hi everyone. We'll start in a few minutes. Julian, are you able to scribe?
Yes, I'm able.
Thank you very much. Let's begin. Liaison updates, Maccabee.
Can you reload the paper?
Right.
There was no community council meeting today.
Got it. Thank you, Maccabee. Christy.
So at PCC, at the PC meeting, not the PCC meeting, last week, there was a presentation of a new RFID app. It's a local app developed by one of the German libraries. I thought it was super interesting that it had multiple communication options with Folio, including like just through a local network. It is being managed outside of the flower release cycle. There was a larger discussion in PC about having a conversation about how to surface local apps that aren't managed as a part of the flower release cycle. During the working group updates, it was announced that the Community Directed Development Framework Working Group has a milestone to provide an MVP for the DIP process in February, and they'll be coming to the Technical Council for feedback on that at that time. There's also a calendar calming proposal that's been discussed in PC, and that is out. Some of you may have seen some of the email or some of the notifications going out on Slack. The proposal is to have a 1 week a month be meeting free for the Folio community to allow participants to focus on getting work done. The current suggestion is that it is going to be the last week of every month. And they're intending to pilot that from January to March 2026. It's really not a mandate. Ultimately, it's up to the individual group, but there is an interest in creating space for work to happen by freeing up time that's taken in meetings. There'll be a discussion and feedback window at the PCC at the PC meeting this Thursday.
Thank you, Christy. Any questions or thoughts for Christy? All right. RMS group, can anyone speak to this? I don't see Jen in the meeting.
I was there this morning. I mean, I didn't take notes on the full meeting, but there was discussion of the Trillium release date, and I think it was May 23rd or something like that, and discussion of what impacts that might have on Umbrella Leaf, to which there weren't really any answers. The idea of that release date was in part to allow for like summer to be a useful time for like get out of the way of fiscal year close and so forth like that. There was also at the very end of the meeting, I did present TC's request to add to the release calendar the suggestion to run the module evaluation tool once per flower release, and there was no discussion or objection. Alameda just said he would do that. So that's good. Victory.
Nice.
And yeah, and I there was also that discussion about Jenkins and GitHub Actions, but I shouldn't be the one to update that because I wasn't following it 100%.
That's fair. Security team, business as usual, and early adopters will probably be the linked sheet here. Any more comments on those two? All right. Upcoming meetings, we have a regular TC meeting today. We don't have a topic scheduled for Wednesday, and we had discussed that Wednesday would be the last meeting for the year. So if we don't have something scheduled by then, today would probably be the last meeting of the year. Any comments? Okay. Yes, Maccabee.
Yeah, I just noticed that I'm up to take notes next, and I'm fine to take notes Wednesday if we have a meeting. I'll be out the first week of January. So apologies for messing up the order if that happens. But let's have a meeting Wednesday if there's something to talk about.
All right. Thanks for letting us know. We have two TCRs. This TCR is supposed to be for the existing module evaluation for Mod EBSCOnet. And then we have this one submitted by I think maybe the citation team for mod linked data imports. Do we have a volunteer to review this?
Yes, I have been assigned to this last week.
Okay. Let me well it should, okay, yeah, you are. For some reason I missed this. I guess shifted in progress when you are able to get to it. I believe these things have a timeline. I don't think anyone would want this done around Christmas, but yeah, we should try to get it over the line by early January, I would say. Any objections to that? Yes, McAfee.
Certainly no objections to that. It just might be the right thing to add a note to the JIRA explaining that the usual timeline, is going to be off this time.
That is fair. I will write a note for myself to update it. All right. Existing module evaluation. We had selected ModevSQL.net and UI Export Manager, and had two reviewers. They opted to review mod EBSCO.NET, but we still need a reviewer for the UI module. Do we have volunteers for the UI module? Yes, McAbee.
I'm not volunteering per se, but if someone who hadn't done a UI module before needed a shadow, I would be willing to do that.
Thank you, McAbee. Any takers? Yes, Shelley.
I guess I'll try reviewing it. I've never done a re review before, so I will do my best.
Thank you, Shelley. Yeah, these are the times we'll be able to practice. Generally, everyone on the TC would be reviewing one module or the other. So yeah, getting practicing on something less critical like this one would be good. And thank you for volunteering for the UI module. Probably maybe your expertise is more on the back end.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Moving on to the subgroups. I think it was last week or maybe a dedicated discussion meeting last week. We talked about deprecating the MAR setting subgroup, since there was a different group that was le leading the charge there. Any disagreements with what I just said? Yes, Florian.
I have no disagreement for this. It's okay.
Okay.
It's for me, it's better if Alexi and the developers care about this. They have more insight.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you. Yeah, I don't, there aren't any more open subgroups, if that's the case. Okay.
Well, I mean, licensing, we're still not 100% done there, right? The updates there are what I already shared about the so just communication, as I keep saying. In terms of the release schedule, as I said, that's been approved, so I'll just monitor to make sure that actually happens. And then the last thing there is Alameda, you and Jen, I think, are coordinating on the messaging to the Slack channels.
That is true.
That's
Thank you, McBee. RFCs. None, it looks like. And then for decision logs, no open items. I believe Craig created a decision record for the API 6 decision we made last week. Thank you, Craig, for putting that together. Has anyone else gotten a chance to review it? Or maybe Craig, did you get any feedback on the decision record?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't think it was really, I mean,
From my perspective, we discussed it on Wednesday, and the decision record, I was just creating that as sort of a way to formally capture the decision. But if there's more discussion required, let me know.
Yeah, so TC members, please check out check out the decision record. I'll update the link to this so that we can carry it over to the next meeting. All right. OST updates. We have dates for May 2026. I don't think I have a official date yet. I don't know what's wrong with my voice today. This is still on a holding pattern. Does anyone disagree, or is there a specific date we are targeting? All right. So that is it for the agenda. What would we want to do the rest of the time? We could take a look at this decision record real quick. Yes, you know, pretty short. So, Kong Inc. That looks succinct enough to me. Any feedback? All right. Yes, Maccabee.
Yeah, I had raised this in Slack. I complimented the proposal. I think it's a great proposal. I think it's the way to go. I wasn't clear from the meeting last week whether we had actually approved the replacement, like, period done, or whether we had approved what the next steps were, which I think was like doing a proof of concept of it or something like that. That could just be my misunderstanding. I think we should just be clear one way or the other.
Greg, can you answer that?
Well, I mean, we already did some proof of concept slash deep dives for API 6, so I don't think that that's necessarily the next steps. My recollection from Wednesday was that the next steps were to figure out the timing of this. So, define the backlog of work, which I have a feature, actually two features, one for the Eureka team, one for the Thunderjet team, which only pertains to the Eureka CLI stuff. We've started to estimate and refine some of this stuff, but there's more to it. So, yeah, the next steps still hold as far as I'm concerned. It's figure out what the timing of this looks like. But first, we need to estimate the work and then see how it aligns with existing priorities and whether or not we're going to try to get this done for Trillium or sometime later on. So I'm hoping to have this sorted out before the end of this week because I'm on vacation the next 2 weeks, and I think a lot of other people are as well. So it would be nice to have an answer as far as what the timing looks like before we hit the holidays here. But I'll keep you guys posted.
Thank you, Craig. Yes, Wayne.
Craig, are you looking to us for input on the timing, or are you saying you would like to figure out the timing before the holidays and then just proceed?
Yeah, we have the ball here, I think. We being the
Okay.
Eureka team to estimate the work and then see how it aligns with your other Eureka priorities. Because the vast majority of the work here is on Eureka team. Of course,
when the work is done, there'll be some impact on DevOps and SysOps to adopt it, transition to it, whatever. But yeah, I think the long pole in the tent here is Eureka.
Then in the spirit of unsolicited feedback, I think it would be good to have a period of time where both Kong and API 6 are supported for a release,
That's
right?
right. Yeah, and I
As we
believe
did
that's in
with
the decision
Postgres.
record too. I think
Perfect.
I meant to
It
put that
is.
in there. Okay, it is. Yeah, I
Okay,
know
great.
that I've factored that into the features and stuff. So yep, that is the plan, and likewise for the environment variables as well.
Okay. Thank you, Wynn, for the question. Any other items we should discuss?
Do we know what we want to do on Wednesday?
No items right now that I'm aware of. So most likely we may have to cancel if we don't have a dedicated discussion topic. Yes, Maccabee.
If Todd has a specific suggestion that should take precedence, I was going to say we have a backlog, and we could just look at the backlog and see if there's anything, if this is going to be the last meeting of the year, if there's anything we want to trim from that or prioritize for next year.
Yes, Todd. I do not have a specific suggestion for Wednesday or strong view about whether there should be a meeting Wednesday. I did have a question. Julian had brought up the question of Spring Boot support for Trillium, and I was wondering when you guys might want to take that up.
I believe we discussed
Did I miss that?
something related to that at a dedicated discussion, not last week, but 2 weeks ago. And Julian, can you help me out here?
Yeah, well, we need agreement of the release management stakeholders group, and for that reason, I forwarded my message from today to the release management stakeholders Slack channel and also to the Spring Base Slack channel and to the developer Slack channel so that we get some feedback from all stakeholders. And but I got pushback from Alexei. He says that we first need to make the migration from Jenkins to GitHub Actions, and then we can consider the Spring Boot 4.1.
Does that help, Todd?
Yeah, that lets me know where we are with that. Thank you.
And then, Maccabee, can you reiterate what you mentioned about the backlog for the dedicated discussion topics? I think I caught you say we should trim something from the backlog.
I was just saying, review the list that you're sharing right now on screen and just see if these are truly still backlog items. I mean, clearly they've all been on that list for a while, and they haven't risen to a Wednesday yet. So is that because they're no longer relevant, or we just didn't have time to talk about them? In which case, hey, now we have time or sometime in the new year. That's all.
Yes, Christine.
This is a little bit of a topic change, but I'm just wondering how people feel about the calendar calming proposal, whether or not the technical council is going to continue on as we are, or if there is interest in piloting that with the rest of the Folio community. I would just be interested in hearing what people think about that.
Okay, let me respond to Maccabee, and then We will get feedback on the common proposal. Thank you, Christy, for bringing up a topic. So for the dedicated discussions, how I like to approach it is to have guardrails around the conversations, and that takes some preparations, I would say. Taking some of these items and putting it on the agenda as is would be, open floor to talk about anything in that regard, but I would like for it to be targeted, and we work to an outcome after the decision. The environment variable policy came from this backlog here, and specific action items were set for those discussions. So I'm open to anyone else taking these items and putting guardrails around it. But also, if we just want to take these items as is and discuss them, I can be open to that as well. Okay, so let me know either way. So the environment variable policy was about a month and a half of continuous discussion and background work. Similar effort I think would need to go into this, and I wouldn't want to start it as the year is coming to an end. But please pick up if you have alternate ideas. Back to Christie's question. So how do you guys feel about the common proposal, or with the light summary you've heard so far? Well, I will speak for me to say I'm open to it. If we have critical topics that need to happen, I think we will schedule it. Otherwise, we will try to adhere to that, if that bubbles up in the community. I would say that having that common period at the last week of the month, I was thinking maybe that's when more collaboration needs to happen for some events that would occur at the beginning of the next month. But I don't know how true that is. So those were the thoughts I had.
Okay, thanks for sharing that.
That could be.
Yeah, I guess I'll just share a couple of thoughts. I don't think I have an objection to it. It's certainly well-intentioned. I'm reading through the proposal, and I see one of the goals was that the point that a lot of folio meetings are double booked. I don't think the proposal actually helps with folio meetings being double booked. It just cancels both of them if both communities go along with that. And then in terms of the it says we've noticed a trend that more and more meetings in the community have been canceled and often with short notice. I don't think that necessarily applies to TC. I mean, certainly it applies to Wednesday meetings, but that's by design of the Wednesday meetings. So I don't know that the applicability to us is so strong, but the goal of having a week off where we can focus on other tasks, sure, that certainly makes sense.
Thank you, Maccabee. Any other thoughts? All right. I think that's it for today. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, everyone.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.